WJTL Phil Wickham, what an awesome guy. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
This is intern Josiah with your weather forecast today. You can expect hazy sunshine and a high near 82. Moving into tonight, mostly clear with a low around 57. And then on winning Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 88. It is currently 55 degrees in Mannheim.
And our very special guest today, Derek Dibler. Derek is with the Witness Festival, and there's so many connections here, Derek. I could talk to you all day, but didn't you tell me Jeremy's son just was playing on Phil Wickham's album?
Well, not on anything released yet,
right,
officially,
right. But
yes,
they're working
he
on
was
it.
Just working on something with Phil in the studio. It just amazes me.
Because when you told
doing.
Me that Jeremy's son is his 20s, I'm like, no, he's like 10.
Yeah, I know.
Because I haven't seen him for years, and so
crazy.
Time just flies.
It really does.
So, okay, now we're here to talk about the Witness Festival.
Yeah.
Coming up June the 14th, it's happening in Memorial Park at Quarryville, and it's been over 10 years since you guys have had Witness Fest. Tell us about it.
It sure has been. You know, it's Witness Festival started, you know, in 02. You know, it was something that my father had actually been involved in starting and promoting. And, you know, like you said, we were doing this till about 2014, kind of stopped it at that point. But then about a year ago, a gentleman named Dan, who I'm sure you're listening. Hey, Dan, you know, had approached my father and said I want to kind of get involved in restarting it, and put together a board of directors, got some excitement, some fundraising together, and Witness is back.
That's exciting.
It's a revival year. For those who don't know what Witness is, it is a full day of Christian music, free Christian music. So,
and
no
how
tickets.
Many free festivals are there anymore? There's hardly any.
Yeah. Not
so
a,
this
not
is
a
amazing.
Lot. Yeah. So and the idea was, you know, not everybody can afford to bring their family to go to you know, a concert.
Right.
So here's a way to see, you know, six artists, six bands in one place. There's going to be food trucks. Now, they're not free, but there's food trucks.
Sure.
There's a merchandise tent. And then, you know, we're going to have some. It's a pretty impressive lineup. I'm very excited.
Yeah, tell
to
us
see.
About the lineup, because it's a great lineup.
So the day's going to start off with Behold the Beloved. So a little on the heavier side, a lot of fun, excitement,
and they're
energy.
Great guys. You will love them.
So they're going to start it off. And then Caleb and Kelsey, who I'm super excited about, the couple, you know, Anthem Lights, for those who may be familiar with, Caleb was involved in, or is, I think, still involved in.
Okay.
So Caleb and Kelsey will be here. Then Tasha Layton, Cochran and Company, Benjamin William Hastings, who I'm super excited about, too. He's written a lot of worship songs that folks don't realize he's
we
behind.
We play a lot of them.
You do.
Yeah.
And then last but certainly not least, Mr. Corey Asbury will be closing us out.
I'll be there for
that. What an amazing lineup you have.
It's so exciting. And, you know, the idea is, we want everybody to be able to be on entertained as a family and not have to spend the money to go to a concert or go, you know, buy tickets. But we also want people to invite maybe friends and family that aren't perhaps believers and expose them to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So really excited about that. And for me, there's that the moment that makes it all worthwhile is when that invitation is given and that message has been given, delivered, to see people responding to that. And it's usually in groups of hundreds. So it's really exciting and moving to see people's lives being changed and commitments made to the Lord. So really excited to have this ministry Witness back in Quarryville.
Yeah, Witness Festival, a free Christian music festival. It's happening June 14th. Did you say the gates open at 10?
10:30. Yeah.
Memorial Park at Quarryville is the place. If you want more information, you can just go to witnessfestival.com. Do you need volunteers? Do you need... What do you need?
Well, you know, great question, Fred. Volunteers, yes. On our website, there's a volunteer form. Quite frankly, tear down after the festival.
It's always a need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's very funny. Even I got wrapped up in planning and kind of forgot that and had somebody come up to me on church and say, do you need help with tear down? And I said, as a matter of fact, that's
what
we do.
Yeah.
So definitely some opportunity for volunteers and quite frankly, also funds. So if there's a business listener or an individual listening, we are also in need of funding as well, and that can information on that can be found on the website as well.
And it's a free event, and those folks are the ones who help make it free.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Jeremy Dibler is going to be there. Your brother Jeremy is going to be there from FFH Fame. local Quarryville boy is going to be there emceeing. Do you think he'll do any songs?
I think he might. He was asking me if I could have a guitar there for him. So
that's awesome.
I'm thinking it's going to be a really neat touch. I haven't seen him on a stage at in a professional setting like that in a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to
have him
back
for
in
him
the area.
To be there too. Yeah. Witness Fest. We're super excited. The whole thing is back. It's a free Christian music festival. Corey Asbury, Cochran & Company, Benjamin William Hastings, Tasha Layton, and much more. You have a great lineup, Derek. And it's great to see you. Thank you for coming back in and sharing about
this. It's so good to be back in here. Like I said, I had a little identity crisis this morning. Do I put on my Deke Matthews hat? Or?
Well, yeah. Yeah, because we called you Deke.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Some awesome. Still do.
And I still do when I see you in person. So great to have you here.
Thank you.
Wish you the best. Hope you have great weather that day.
Thank you.
We're going to play a Corey Asbury song for you because he's going to be there. This is Reckless Love on WJTL. Good morning.